You're listening to More Than a Sunday.
And we got them safely to the parents, and I did not lose my job.
You can't do anything if you expect perfection.
Welcome to the podcast. This is episode one of the More Than a Sunday podcast. Today, we're talking all about our greatest fails in ministry. Discover the faith beyond the pews, More Than a Sunday. My name is Allie Evans. I'm the social media and online coordinator here at Faith Church, and I'm joined by associate pastor of Faith Church's Dyer location, Dave Nearpass. Dave, welcome.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, genuinely.
Great. Also joining us is Josie McCormick, the worship leader at Faith Dyer. Josie, I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Today, we're talking about our epic fails. What's the most embarrassing moment you've ever witnessed in public? Josie, I'm coming to you first.
Okay, so this actually happened to me and my family. It was humiliating. We were going on vacation to Key West.
Okay.
And it was over New Year's Eve. So we Googled, like, hey, what's going on in Key West over New Year's Eve? And we saw that there was, like, a pirate party. And my family goes all out when it comes to, like, costuming and, like, getting dressed up. We're like, okay, perfect. We packed two extra suitcases to go to Key West with all of our pirate garb. and we were under the assumption that it was just that, like, was New Year's Eve at in Key West was, like, this big pirate party. It would make sense. It's a Key. It's Florida.
Sure. Yep. That makes sense.
So we spend an hour and a half getting ready in all of our pirate garb. I'm putting eyeliner on my dad. I'm like dirtying our faces up.
Full commitment.
Yeah. We get to downtown Key West and there's not a single pirate to be seen. It is just the five of us in our pirate garb and the looks that we got. People thought we were like character artists. Like people were coming up and like taking pictures with us. But there was no pirate party. And I don't even know what the article that we read was.
A fake article.
Yeah. Nobody was dressed up as a pirate.
That's cool.
And there was, I mean, thousands and thousands of people just staring at us in our pirate costumes.
Ooh.
It was humiliating.
Wow. Okay. Embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Sure. It was humbling for sure.
Oh. Dave, what about you? The most embarrassing moment you witnessed in public?
Mine was probably, I was with my friend and we were talking to another friend who was female and he was asking her about her relationship with this guy that she was dating at the time. Mm-hmm. But instead of just saying, you know, how's your dating relationship going? He said, are you guys getting close to being engaged? And she said, no, well, actually we just broke up. And you know, that's rough. But then my friend doubled down and he's like, are you sure you guys didn't get engaged? And I just looked at him. She would know. And he doubled down and asked her if she was telling the truth. And she said, I am. We've broken up.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really tragic. Twist the knife.
Yeah. Yikes. Just that's everyone bad. Just wants to not be there anymore.
Yeah, that's rough. That's certainly embarrassing.
Yeah.
Let's set the stage. So, Josie, you're in worship ministry. How long have you been in that?
Vocationally, it's been about 5 years. But it started, I mean, way before that in high school. I was on chapel committee in high school. And really, I mean, they just knew I played guitar and sang, so I was just naturally the music person.
Sure.
And never really like wanted to pursue worship leading. I went to school for education. But then I joined the worship team here and quickly fell in love with worship and all that it is. And I then went to school to be a worship leader. And yeah, now I'm here.
The rest is history.
That's right.
Dave,
yep.
You've served in a lot of different roles in ministry. Is that right?
That is true.
Do you have a background in youth ministry?
I do, yes.
Tell us about that.
Out of my undergrad, out of college, I got an internship in LA at a church there. And I was a youth pastor, high school and junior high youth pastor for 13 years before I came here to Faith Church. And I've been here at Faith Church for 5 years.
Okay. And then now you're serving more in discipleship.
Yep. Now discipleship. I also oversee Alpha. But definitely love being a youth pastor. And now I have to hang out with their parents. Wow. So it's been interesting.
Yeah.
So there's a long history of ministry here between both of you. And I think sometimes there's a misconception in ministry that we're constantly chasing perfection, or even when people come in on a Sunday morning to a worship service, and like if there's a mistake made or something happens, then it's like, those people are supposed to be perfect. How did they just mess up? So we're humans, and sometimes we look back and we realize we've completely missed the mark. We were wrong about something, or we made a mistake or a misstep somewhere along the way. And that's sort of the beauty with partnering with the Lord, right? Even in those mistakes, he's still glorified. And I love that about the Lord, that he can redeem anything. So we're going to talk a little bit about ministry fails, and we're going to get vulnerable. But I just wanted to ask you, Dave, I'll come to you first. Would you mind sharing about a time in ministry when you have massively failed?
Yeah. Well, at first I was wondering why I got invited to be here, but now that I know the topic, I'm adequately able to share on this topic. I think the failure that sticks out the most is I had a small group of high school guys, and I was discipling them, and there was their senior year, and they said, you know, we got to do something epic before we graduate. So I was like, let's do a backpack trip. And the other small group leader, he was an avid backpacker. So we did a week long, everything's in your backpack sort of trip through the five of the seven tallest peaks in Southern California.
Wow.
And so we're going to go big.
Okay.
And it was crazy. Basically, we got lost day four and we're like, let's just head down the mountain. We don't know where we are. Day five, we realized we went down the wrong side of the mountain.
No.
And there was this moment where myself and the other adult, we said to the guys, they're standing on the side of the road, on the wrong side of the mountain, stay here. We're going to hitchhike to get to our cars and we'll come back and pick you up.
Wow.
That's when I realized this was a massive failure. Like, I should probably lose my job. So myself and the other male leader, we're walking down, you know, the road, thumb out, full on hitchhiking.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm praying like, Lord, I don't deserve your grace, but please, we need a ride.
Yeah.
And we eventually, an older gentleman picked us up, brought us to our cars. We went back. When we got there, all the students were there, praise God. And we got them safely to the parents. And I did not lose my job. But that was one of those moments where I was like, I bit off too much here.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done that.
So you can laugh about it now.
Yes.
But take me back. I know those moments can't be like lighthearted. Like, take me back to the moment when you were hitchhiking. You have all the students that you're responsible for. How did you feel?
I just felt embarrassed at the end of the day, because I mean, me and the other adult, great guy, great camper, great hiker, but we're just like, man, we messed this up. And there's kids that we're responsible for, and I know their parents.
Yeah.
How do you say to them, I left your son on the side of the road and he wasn't there when I got back, you know?
Yeah.
So I think the biggest one was embarrassment. And that's where it was, God, you're going to have to help me if I'm going to keep my job.
Yeah. So looking back, how was God glorified through that experience?
I just think all those guys, I'm pretty much in contact with all of them to this day. And it just created a bond. Like, there was genuine fear. And we all prayed before we left, and God got us home, and on the way home we got In-N-Out, and it was the best burger of my life. And we just when we had that meal, it was like it just formed us a strong bond and friendship there. So God used it for good. And all those guys will never forget the time their leader left them in the middle of the wilderness. No. So
thanks so much for sharing that. Yep. Josie, how about you? Any experience with failure?
Yes, plenty. but one that I actually like still have nightmares about. And it literally is not that big of a deal now looking back. But it was one of the first times that like I got on stage to lead worship. And I was just singing and it was a song called Spirit Move, and the verse of the song comes in like there's no intro, and so you're just coming in, and my keyboardist wasn't playing behind me, so I didn't know what key we were singing it in.
Okay.
And I was not blessed with perfect pitch, so I'm just like, I feel like I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and he's still not coming in. So I'm like, okay, like, here I go. I'm just going to sing a note and pray that this is the right one. It was not the right one. It was so bad. I mean, I started the song and I was like, I feel it in my bones. You're about, like, just trying to find. And finally, he just like clunks on the pad, and it is not the key that I'm in.
Yeah.
And again, like, I was 19, maybe 20, like, this is the first song that I'm like trusted to lead.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I am never being asked to come back again. I remember like I powered through the song. It was fine. And mm-hmm. then I got off stage and I just ran off and I just started sobbing. Wow. So I'm like, I just let everybody down. I made a fool of myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I look so dumb. Mm-hmm. And I already felt inadequate because I'm green at this. I'm brand new. And I had literally one job. Wow. I botched it so bad. Oh, so I still think about it. Yeah.
Did you say you get nightmares? This is a reoccurring nightmare?
Yeah, I wish I was joking when I say I think about it at least once a week.
Whoa. It,
oh my goodness.
Just because like the feeling of just like, oh my gosh, like, God, why did you let that happen?
Yeah. You know?
Like, this was like my one moment. I'm going to prove to people I could do this. And then it was like, oh, I'm going to humble you right now.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, it was rough. But like looking like nobody remembers it except for me. So, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So how do you think God was moving in that experience?
You know, I look back and like I totally overreacted. Like, I felt like it was like the most embarrassing thing in the world, but like God put people around me to speak truth into me and say like, hey, like things happen. Like perfection is not like, we don't need perfection. Mm. Like you made it through the song. God was still, God's still going to get his flowers regardless if I can sing on tune or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. God does not need me there at all. So I look back and I learned so much from that. Just like people spoke truth into me that I needed to hear. God humbled me that, mm-hmm. you know, I don't need you here at all. So he was glorified regardless.
Yeah. I love what you said about chasing perfection. I think for humans, when we are searching for perfectionism, we're following our own plan and then we're just like, oh yeah. And then God, will you bless it? Mm-hmm. I think we set ourselves up for disaster.
Totally.
And it's way, I wouldn't say easier, but I think it's more comforting when we're following God's plan and we know, hey, when I mess up, I say win intentionally because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
He'll still be there with me.
Yep.
And I would love to know, Josie, when we're seeking God's plan for us, do you think that we are avoiding failure altogether?
No. I think when we're seeking God's plan and we're doing it authentically, we're humans, like we're gonna fail. But our best bet is to follow God's lead. Don't try to be anybody that you're not, because he's gonna quickly humble you. That's the best you can do, is just be authentic in your ministry and whatever you're doing.
Continuing to follow him.
Mess ups are gonna happen. And that's okay.
100%.
And
right,
you have to let go of that control. And
I think if you were chasing perfectionism, then after that like massive failure of starting in the wrong key and everything, you probably would have been like, I'm not doing this
anymore.
I
couldn't do anything, you know, like you can't do anything if you expect perfection, you know, like you're going to mess up.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So Dave, how do we grow through failure? What have you learned from failure?
Yeah, I think failure, it helps us learn better than maybe 10 successful things we do, you know, like you're talking about your like traumatic experience. It's formed you.
Yeah.
We all have our own version of that. I used to think when I was a youth pastor, we'd put on youth group and then there's a student acting up and I have to pull him aside and I have him or her, and I have to have a conversation. And my initial thought was, okay, let's handle this. And then we can get back to ministry. But then I realized that intentional one-on-one conversation, that would be a failure. Ministry wasn't going right. Mm-hmm. That was actually maybe the most important conversation.
That I could
have a one-on-one conversation with a student and be grace and truth to them. Mm-hmm. Wow. We want you to be here. This is a safe place for you, but you can't act like that because we're family. And so that helped me see failure as a gift. Mm-hmm. If perfection is the goal, then it won't work. Mm-hmm. But if faithfulness is the goal, being faithful to God, then there is room for failure because faithfulness is all about getting up again and say, okay, Lord, it's repent and believe. I'm sorry. I'm going to try again today, 10 more times and believe that God still loves you and he forgives you and that he's calling you to the same thing.
So what would you say to a listener or a viewer or someone in your life, if you're speaking directly to them, who's in the thick of the failure, like right in that moment, they've just fallen short of something. Mm-hmm. What would you say to them?
Join the club. You know? Like, it's happening and it stinks in the midst of it. And you're going to get up and you're going to learn from it and you're going to be better. Mm-hmm. And God's still going to use your failures for his glory.
I think I would point them to their view of God. A.W. Tozer, a well-known writer, he said the most important thing about you is your view of God. Mm-hmm. And so if you're in failure, you're tempted to believe God is upset. God's disappointed. God is like, I'm done. But if you have a proper view of God, he is love, always. He'll always be love. He loves to forgive. He loves to be merciful. He's slow to anger. Then your failure isn't as scary.
Yeah.
So I would say to someone, have you convinced yourself that God's upset? And if you have, you need to identify that as a lie. He still loves you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And his heart breaks for you.
Yep.
I think it's powerful when we do go through that failure, especially with other people, because a lot of times it involves others, right?
Yeah.
I think it's powerful to come together and then say, well, let's find meaning.
Yep.
What is the meaning in this? I mean, we can fail each other and then walk away and never speak to each other again, but that's not God's heart for us,
right?
Exactly.
I think if there's meaning behind the struggle, behind the failure, then it's worth it in the end because it forms us into who we are.
Yeah.
Great point.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for your vulnerability. Thanks for joining us on the first episode of More Than a Sunday. We actually have questions for the listeners. If you want to be part of the conversation, this week's question is, when is a time in your life when you've fallen short, but God has still redeemed it for his glory? So you can type that answer to this question in the comment section if you're watching this, or you can share with us on Instagram at We Are Faith Church. Now let's end in a fun way.
Okay.
Dave, Josie, give me a random thought that you feel passionate about. It can be anything.
I believe, and you can disagree with me, but you'll be wrong, that tater tots are the superior form of potato.
Wow. Oh.
Controversy. Wow,
I need to chew on that for a little while.
Yeah, personally, think about it. I agree.
Okay.
100%.
Out of all, am I allowed to ask questions?
Sure,
of course.
Out
of all potato, all forms of potato, tater tot,
superior.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
The surface area of the crunchiness.
Oh, it's so good. Have you ever just been so hungry and bitten into a crunchy, salty tater tot?
I have.
And it's amazing.
I would agree.
Have you ever had a bad time eating a tater tot?
Wow.
I rest my case.
Proving her point.
Wow. Okay. This is an important day in history.
Dave, what are you passionate about?
It's probably because of the time of year we're in, but I think we need to add the fifth season.
Wow.
We have summer, spring, winter, fall. I think we need to add a mud season.
Oh, a mud season.
Because the first part of spring, you get excited for it, but it's just mud.
For a whole month.
Man.
And everyone gets a little bummed about it, but if we called it mud, we wouldn't be so upset.
The expectation.
You're so right.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Yeah, set the bar. I like it.
Me too.
I like it.
My my thing that I'm passionate about, this is just the all-time debate. I fully believe that pineapple belongs on pizza.
Oh,
I do.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Yeah. I agree.
I fully believe.
Yep.
Now, is it warm? Is it cooked with a...
So that's where things get a little troublesome for me. Yeah. I like it when the pineapple's cold and okay. the pizza's hot.
Yep.
Because, like, warm pineapple freaks me out.
Sure. I think that's what people get really upset about. So maybe with that disclaimer, everyone will get on board.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Oven, you got to put the pineapple on.
Oh, try it, y'all. It's so good.
It's good.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for the More Than a Sunday podcast. We'll see you next time.